I'm Alex Chadwick. This is Day to Day. A seat on the New York Stock Exchange sold yesterday for $1.2 million. It's the first price increase in about a month for a New York Stock Exchange seat. Joining us from the Marketplace Newsroom in Los Angeles is Tess Figlin. Tess, first the basics. Why do they call it a seat? Because all the TV pictures I see, no one's sitting down. They're standing up yelling at each other.
Yeah, this is actually left over from the times when they actually did have seats. Stock exchange members would have assigned chairs to sit in while they auctioned off stocks. But now, if you have a seat, it means that you can conduct trades on the floor of the exchange, either as a dealer or as a specialist, what they call a specialist. So these are the people who actually execute the trades. They work for the Merrill Lynches of the world. And when you, as an individual shareholder, send an order to your stock broker to buy or sell, the broker then sends that order to the floor if it's a stock listed on the NYSE, and the floor trader executes that trade. And they have to have a seat or be employed by an organization that holds a seat to execute the trade.
And what is it that makes that seat worth $1.2 million?
Well, right now, most analysts will tell you that the price of a seat on the New York Stock Exchange is very volatile because of a rule change that the SEC is contemplating, the Securities and Exchange Commission. The regulation would essentially centralize all the buy and sell orders that flow through all the major stock exchanges, not just the New York Stock Exchange, but the NASDAQ, Instanet, and the like. John Coffey teaches corporate law at Columbia, and he says if passed, this rule could really diminish the power of floor traders. Some want that to happen, others don't.
There are some firms that would favor regulation NMS, and certainly the mutual funds and the pension funds favor it. But those that own specialist seats do recognize that electronic trading is likely to eclipse the value of their seat.
So as the prospects for this rule passing have gone up and down, the price of a seat on the stock exchange has gone up and down. More recently, it seems, the SEC has kind of been having second thoughts about that rule, so the price is up.
But it goes up and down. Why was the price going down?
Same thing. This rule has been really in debate mode for months, and toward the end of last year, early this year, it seems most of Wall Street assumed it was going to pass. Earlier this month, a seat actually sold for less than $1 million. It's the first time that's happened in about a decade. And really what this is a very powerful turf fight between the New York Stock Exchange, which wants to keep its floor trading system, and the large mutual funds, which want to be able to trade stocks in large blocks by just pushing a button on a computer, not going through actual traders. So we'll have to really see what happens with this new SEC rule. And today in the Marketplace Newsroom, we're looking at the new economic landscape in Argentina.
Thank you, Tess. Tess Figlin of Marketplace, produced by American Public Media.